This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Which requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Exciting show today. Exciting day in Trump land. I say it every day. It is a great day every day. Tomorrow I'll be off. We'll have a best of Wayne because I'm going to be at Freedom Fest tomorrow, the big event in Las Vegas, and I'll be debating Ross Douthat, who calls himself a conservative, or at least the conservative of the New York Times. I'm not sure if that means very much, but he's the conservative columnist in the New York Times who hates Donald Trump, and I will be there debating in front of the entire audience. The only event going on tomorrow at Freedom Fest, Wayne Root against Ross Douthat. They're pitching it as Newsmax TV against the New York Times. And the debate topic is Donald Trump, American hero, great president, great conservative, or the next Mussolini. That's what Douthat and the Never Trumpers think. He's the new Mussolini. Can you imagine thinking this great man is Mussolini? He has done so many great things for our country. All right, so we lead off the news today. Horrific. Rainstorm in Las Vegas, but horrific's a bad word. Horrific means strong and scary and crazy, but actually it's fun. I love rain, because it just never rains in Vegas. So I love a good rainstorm. I love a good thunderstorm. I love good lightning. And we just got it moments ago, and it still continues as we speak. If you hear my dog barking, Pacino, he's in the room with me because he's so scared. He's shaking and he's scared. He's sitting right at my feet right now. Any moment now, if someone comes in the house, one of my kids, he's going to scream and start barking. So if you hear barking, you know what it's about. But I couldn't lock Pacino out of the radio and TV studio because he's a good dog. Nothing greater in the world than a loyal pet, right? And he's scared right now. So, you know, what's beautiful about this show, I think it's going to be my new theme for now on. It's thundering right as I speak. My new theme for now on is going to be the liberal media doesn't determine the news anymore. Wayne Root does. War does. And that's why you tune into the show. The liberal media every night, if you watch ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, they determine what the stories are. There's always a ton of news stories. You could pick from 100 each day, and they pick the top 20, and all 20 are from a liberal angle that make us look bad and make them look good. And I pick the stories that are real news. They pick fake news and lies, and I pick real news. So that's why you watch this show at night on Newsmax. That's why you listen to this show right now on USA Radio and my flagship station, KBET 790 Talk in Vegas, because now the liberal media doesn't choose the news anymore. I do. So the number one news story in America, I think, is the heroism and the bravery of this wonderful woman, Katie Arrington, the GOP candidate for U.S. Congress in South Carolina, who won a big primary and upset Mark Sanford, you know, very famous guy, Mark Sanford, former governor and former presidential candidate, and she upset him because he's a never-Trumper. You know, Ross Douthat, guess what, man? You're going to lose so bad. They vote for the winner of these debates afterwards. The last 2 years in a row, I've debated Trump, and I've won by a landslide both years. This will be the third year in a row I win by a landslide, guarantee you in advance. There's my prediction, because everyone who calls himself a Republican or a conservative is in love with Donald Trump, except for this tiny sliver of losers who can't admit they were wrong about everything. But anyway, Katie Arrington is a huge always-Trumper like I am, and she beat the never-Trumper, Mark Sanford, and then within days got in a horrible car accident. I mean, a horrific car accident. GOP congressional candidate Katie Arrington seriously injured after a wrong-way crash. The other guy was going the wrong way and slammed head-on into her car. And yet she's ready again to hit the campaign trail after surviving and despite serious injuries. She says it takes a lot more than an automobile accident to get me out. I read this story and I swear tears came out of my eyes because you just can't believe how strong some people are. I can't explain why I lived. If anyone does not believe in God, look at me. I think Washington's my calling, she said. She was sidelined by an accident just days after scoring an upset primary victory over Representative Mark Sanford. She's now out of the hospital, plans to return to the trail next week. with fundraisers and meetings with supporters. She's now sporting a red, white, and blue hard cast on her left leg. And she said she's back on the road. Speaking for a home, the candidate said she broke both her feet in the crash, demolished her second vertebrae in her back, lost most of her small intestine, lost her right colon, and ruptured her aorta. I was bleeding to death from my aorta. I have no neurological damage, meaning no brain damage, and not a scratch on my face. She was in the accident in late June while in a car with a friend. The driver of the other vehicle died. She suffered a fracture of her back, broken ribs, other injuries that required her to undergo surgery, sustained small bowel injuries, bleeding from her abdominal wall. We both have a lot of things wrong with us. We're both going to be able to walk. We both have no neurological damage. The woman that hit us died on impact. There's no reason why we didn't, other than God. We're ready to go, and we haven't stopped. Her campaign has opened a completely renovated campaign office. We're organizing a bunch of different fundraisers starting next week, and I'll be back at that GOP meeting, but this time I'll be wheeled in. I won't be walking. She said she received an outpouring of support from Republicans on Capitol Hill, including House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was seriously injured in a shooting at a congressional baseball practice last year. From Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Mark Meadows, Senator Tim Scott, and Vice President Pence have all sent their support and prayers and even flowers. My children called me the Terminator, she said. You just can't break me. It would take a lot more than an automobile accident to get me out. In any case, I say that's the biggest news story in America. What a heroic woman, Katie Arrington. What a great conservative. Like Trump, a Terminator. Like Trump, someone who will never give up and never give in. The other big news story, arrest her now. Lisa Page lied. FBI lawyer Lisa Page. Her team reviewed requested documents at the FBI offices on Tuesday. Why not arrest her now? On Tuesday night, Trump-hating FBI lawyer Lisa Page and her legal counsel announced she will not appear before the House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday despite a congressional subpoena. These people are such criminals. The FBI is filled with such criminals. I'm so sad to say that. I've been pro-FBI, pro-law enforcement my entire life, but the FBI is a cesspool, a swamp, filthy cesspool filled with traitors to America and biased people who hate the Republican Party. The House Judiciary Committee subpoenaed Lisa Page to appear in a closed-door interview on Wednesday. Page's lawyer argued her client wasn't given enough time to prepare for the interview and was not allowed to review requested documents at the FBI on Tuesday. But now we know that's a lie. Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows tweeted out this morning, Lisa Page and her attorney did review the requested documents at the FBI offices on Tuesday, despite what they told the media. Lisa Page and her lawyers are lying. It is time to arrest Lisa Page and just tell her she faces life in prison and start moving up the line. Start arresting all of them as she talks, as she squeals like a pig. Squeal, squeal, squeal. Because you know what? And by the way, don't anyone misuse my statement like a pig. It didn't mean anything about police officers. I love police officers. I meant she's going to squeal like a pig. That's what pigs do. They squeal. That's all it meant. Goodlatte. House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte says we sent U.S. Marshals to Lisa Page's house to serve the subpoena. She could be held in contempt of Congress by Friday. Does any of this mean anything, though, Bob Goodlatte? Does anything mean anything? I remember when they held, I believe, the FBI, the IRS commissioner was held in contempt of Congress, I believe. And wasn't the Attorney General really ripped up by Congress? The Attorney General of the United States for Barack Obama, Eric Holder, was the only government official, I think, in the history of America to be, whatever the word was, they gave him basically a criminal drumming down. I don't know how else to put it. I don't remember the term they used, but I know he was in contempt of Congress, and I know he was issued subpoenas, and he was in big trouble, and what happened to him? Nothing. Zero. So I don't know, does it mean anything when you're held in contempt of Congress? Can they put you in jail? I guess not. So what does it mean? Holder went on and had a great life, great career. The other big news story, Trump lashes out at NATO leaders over defense spending. President Trump did let up on Wednesday. The never-Trumper is going to freak out about that tomorrow, I'm sure. Between trade tariffs and trade wars and now attacking NATO, they're going to say, Trump has alienated our friends. They're not friends. I live in Las Vegas. Any of you in Vegas have friends who constantly ask you for money, constantly hit you up for money and never pay you back? This town's full of people like that. I ran a business here, and all my leading salesmen, they made $10,000 a week. They'd get paid on Friday. On Monday, they were asking for a loan, and they never paid it back. And then they get a better offer from another company, a higher commission, and they leave. And I'd say, you owe me $30,000. What do you mean you're leaving? And they'd say, sorry, bro, it's just business. You know what? You're not my friend. You borrowed $30,000. You never made an attempt to pay it back. Now you're leaving and you're making excuses. You're not my friend. Guess what? NATO's not our friend. The members of NATO aren't our friend. They're cheap losers who don't want to spend their own money on their own national defense. So Donald Trump's the first president. But Obama just blew in and said, I love you, I love you, and blew kisses at everyone. Trump comes in and tells the truth. You're losers. You're freeloaders. You're trying to live off the United States' money. The money you save that we spend, you spend on welfare for your bloated welfare states. Or you use it to compete with us in business and try and take business away from American companies. You're a disgrace. You're not our friends in England. You're not our friends in France. You're not our friends in Spain. You're not our friends in Italy. You're not our friends. You're freeloaders. You're moochers. Trump just destroyed them today. He says, what good is NATO if Germany's paying Russia billions of dollars for gas and energy? Why are there only 5 out of 29 countries that met their commitment? The U.S. is paying for Europe's protection, then loses billions on trade. Must pay 2% of GDP immediately, not by 2025. Trump singled out Germany, which pays 1.2%, and questioned why the country would embark on an energy deal with Russia. You make a massive oil deal, a gas deal with Russia, when you're supposed to be guarding against Russia? Wow, and Germany pays them billions and billions of dollars a year? Of the 29 NATO countries, only 8 have either met or will meet the 2% threshold by the end of 2018. The U.S. spends about 3.5% of its GDP on defense. And how much do we spend on their defense? Donald Trump, the only guy who tells the truth, the only guy who fights for taxpayers and American workers. Gotta love him. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 20.
25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. That was my dog racing out of the room. I told you you might hear dog noises. Pacino was so scared of the thunder, the lightning, and the massive rain. I had to let him in, but I knew he'd eventually freak out when he heard a noise outside or the doorbell rang or something like that. We just raced outside. The dangers, the hazards of having a dog while you're doing a radio show. He's a good boy. Pacino, the most loyal boy in the world. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, SOB, blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, patriot, American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. Liberals don't determine the news anymore. I do. That's the good news. So I tell you what the most important news stories are in America from the standpoint of a patriot and a capitalist and a middle-class warrior, not from the standpoint of a commie, pinko, lying scum. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. There just was one in Vegas. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. You don't need gold to go up 1,000,000%. You just need it to hold its own while the dollar is dropping, and suddenly you'll be glad you bought it. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle coin, call 800-780-9000. Just for calling, you get this big, bold, beautiful coin, and you can give it to your kids or grandkids or nieces or nephews, or keep it for yourself if you're really greedy. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Call now. First 100 get it. Visit TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere. in America at 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Now, we've got a caller who wants to talk about Kavanaugh, Brett Kavanaugh, but I want to mention to you that, you know, you guys think, or some of you think he's not that great, but then you look at what the liberals say. Stephen Colbert mocks Brett Kavanaugh's name. He says he's got a white guy name. Sounds like a waiter at Ruby Tuesday. Then you see that Al Sharpton says no Democrat should even meet with SCOTUS nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Then you see Yale law peers claim people will die if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the Supreme Court. People will die. The hysteria. And Newt Gingrich, who's fantastic, you can never say Newt Gingrich isn't a perfect conservative, says Trump's Supreme Court pick is part of a grand strategy, and the strategy is to select people who are constitutionalists. That's all they care about. You don't rule because you're a conservative. You rule because you believe in the United States Constitution, and it violates the Constitution, so therefore you vote it down. Or it's with the U.S. Constitution, therefore you pass it. You may not always agree with the ruling, but most of the time it'll be right if you just abide by the United States Constitution. That's what Brett Kavanaugh does. That's what every decision he's ever done indicates. Now, I'm worried about him because he's a Bushie. He's best friends with the Bushes. He worked for the Bushes. He was appointed by the Bushes. The Bushes were at his wedding. He's a Bushie. I get that. But Trump picked, A, the most conservative guy that was on the list provided by Heritage and the Federalist Society, which makes them all fantastic. Heritage is never wrong, number one. And number two, I'm sure Trump went to the worst people in the U.S. Senate on the Republican side, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and said, who are you willing to support? Because you can't get it passed. There's no way you get a Supreme Court nominee passed without getting those two Republican votes. So they're the ones who make the decision on who you can name, unfortunately, sadly. So if Susan Collins said no to everybody else and yes to this guy, I know some would say that makes him bad. But I don't really care. You've got to pass someone and get him on the Supreme Court. And so he did what he had to do. Let's get Steve's opinion from Henderson, who obviously disagrees. Steve from Henderson, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. I love Donald Trump. Voted for him. Met him 30 years ago in Atlantic City. The problem that I have with this Kavanaugh is something that I've heard this morning. Matt Drudge was talking about it. A couple of the big guys were talking about it. Something to do with his opinion on global warming and the Pope. And, I mean, he's Catholic, I'm Catholic, I get it. But, you know, I don't really dig this Pope. I think he's a shill. He's not a real Pope.
I agree.
I don't know who put him there.
I agree.
Yeah, and then the problem, I don't really have a problem with Kavanaugh being a Bush guy. I mean, you know, they're all kind of swampy. But the thing is, I just don't like that whole, you know, if it came down to a thing with this phony global warming crap that Al Gore's still pushing. And, you know, I don't know.
I'll check it out. Steve, we're running up against the clock. I'll check out what you're talking about, and I'll come back with an answer in the next couple of days. I've seen his votes were fantastic. I didn't see anything bad about climate change. We'll find out. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
Day one of NATO is in the books. President Trump met with leaders privately and had a few comments publicly as well. The president also took part in the family photo, which is a tradition for NATO leaders. President Trump has been ruffling a few feathers overseas regarding defense spending and calling on other countries to increase theirs to get it closer to where the United States is. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz likes what he hears from the president.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 219 points to close the day at 24,700. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
For Wayne Allen Root, we're now on USA Radio Network, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Cenogenics, the leader in global age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. It's a proven scientific approach, is custom tailored to every individual, starting with an extensive evaluation of exactly where your body's at, your chemistry, your risk factors for disease, cardio, health, bone density. Your Cenogenics trained physician will develop your detailed plan for healthy aging that works just for you and your lifestyle. Only 1% of the physicians that go through their training program actually make it on to become a partner. So it's an elite group of the best doctors in the world and their patients. 25% of them are doctors and their families. You get unlimited consultations for your free, no-obligation consultation. Right now, I want you to call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. The opposite is older, right? Who wants to get older? Nobody. 888-YOUNGER, Younger, or register at Cenogenics.com. I did it. I went through the program. It's been a little over a month, and every number, we did a second blood test before it and then after a second one. Every number is dramatically better, dramatically healthier. No longer pre-diabetic, no longer insulin resistant. Everything that's good is up, everything bad is down. Thank you, Cenogenics, 888-YOUNGER. They could do it for you, free, no obligation. All right, we got Megan Barth in studio. Our websites are ReaganBay.com, MediaEqualizer.com. And Megan, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much.
How's beautiful Tahoe?
It's gorgeous. We got some environmental wackos up here, but what do you expect?
Environmental wackos? Why? What's going on up there?
Well, I don't know if you know, but we flip houses, and so we have a house that we're flipping up here, and there is something called, I believe it's called defensive space, and basically what that means is you can clear trees within, I think, 30 feet of your property in order to inhibit the spread of perhaps like a forest fire. And when you live, of course, on the side of a mountain, it's blew up like a mess. And so
Can't hear you.
Okay.
You there?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you sound like you're in a windpipe.
I'm sorry?
You sounded like you were in a windpipe. You went straight from beautiful sound to just muffled. I don't know what happened, but you're back.
I don't know what happened.
So, okay, you flip houses, and the environmentalists don't want you to flip houses?
Well, basically, we had 7 trees to be tagged for either feathering, which is thinning, or complete removal. And the woman that was removing the trees with her company was getting death threats. She was getting bad Yelp reviews. We were threatened to be sued. Even though we went through the fire department and all of the necessary agencies to clear these trees, we've got the environmental wackos, who I guess would rather see homes be completely destroyed by an inferno instead of tending to the land and removing trees and the underbrush.
Got it. Mm-hmm. All right. There's environmentalists everywhere. There's everywhere.
They really are. I mean, they're just infecting the population like locusts.
All right, let's talk about some really crazy issues. Left-wing Antifa terrorists freaking out over a proposed unmasking law. What is that all about, Megan?
Yeah, this is a new law that's being proposed by some Republican representatives. It's called the Unmasking Antifa Act of 2018. And it was introduced by the following Republicans, Dan Donovan of New York, co-sponsored by Peter King of New York, Paul Gosar of Arizona, and Ted Budd of North Carolina. And this is a similar law that was passed decades ago in states like Georgia and Alabama to stop another terrorist group formed by far-left Democrats, the Ku Klux Klan. But what I found very funny is that the people are freaking out about this, specifically one guy by the name of Carmichael Monaco, who is a member of the, catch this, Metropolitan Anarchist Coordinating Council, which is a New York City-based activist group. He told Vice this week, this unmasking law takes a pro-fascist stance in its very name, undoubtedly in its enforcement. In the current political climate, anti-fascists who speak out against fascism, racism, xenophobia, etc., are routinely harassed, threatened, and attacked by the far right, often supported by the police, who are notably exempted here. Families and friends of anti-fascists also become targets of far-right violence. The wearing of a mask is an act of self-defense, often necessary to ensure one's right to free speech. I mean, does any of that make sense? I mean, the problem is we have Antifa, and we've had Antifa for quite some time, but they have been propelled and compelled to massively organize against the Trump administration, his officials, and Trump supporters. I mean, if you recall, it was the masked jerks that were in D.C., in Chicago, in San Jose at Trump rallies, as well as in D.C. at the inauguration, you and I were both there, that were destroying buildings, breaking windows, setting fires to cars and buildings, yet they say they're fighting against fascism.
Mm-hmm. You know, I just don't understand how you're supposed to deal with people that wear masks. I don't understand the whole thing. It's kind of like the Muslim issue. They want to board airplanes with their face covered. They want to show you ID with their face covered. You can't allow people to wear masks. If they wear masks, then the police can't identify who's committing the crime. You just can't allow it. Simple, right?
Right. In some twisted world of this anarchist, he said the wearing of a mask is necessary to ensure one's right to free speech. We can't hear you with a mask on your face. We can see what you're doing. We can see that you're destroying buildings. We can see that you're setting fires to cars. We can see that you're beating people up with clubs and sticks and bags of rocks and everything else. But I really don't understand how a mask promotes free speech. But on top of this, Wayne, too, why are we allowing groups like this, which are completely seditious and violent in their nature, specifically when they have anarchists in their name, the Anarchist Coordinating Council?
But this is what we deal with all day long. Look, this is what we deal with all day, and this is why we're going to win a big victory in November, and we're going to win an even bigger victory in 2020 when Trump's on the top of the ticket. The average American sees this, and they just tune out. I don't even want to watch the news anymore. I'm not going to listen to this brainwashing. I don't want to see these violent people who scream that Trump should be killed or assassinated, or his voters should be called Hitler and should be embarrassed and called out at restaurants, and enraged people should scream at them and threaten their lives at their house. The whole thing is ridiculous, but the good news is they're winning people over for us. That's the good news.
Well, they are. And, you know, Nick Nolte did a very good job of putting together from Breitbart.com. He did a very good job of producing a rap sheet of 352 acts of media-approved violence and harassment against Trump supporters. I don't recall any, not even one, act of violence against an Antifa mask-wearing thug, and Vice or any other liberal rag hasn't produced any evidence of that either. But so far, to date, I guess since 2016, prior to and after the election, we're into the triple digits of the acts of violence and harassment. I was one of those, if you recall. I was attacked by two Hillary pigs at the Hyatt here in Tahoe simply for wearing a camo Make America Great Again hat. They called me every name in the book, the B word, the C word, dropped F-bombs, and then decided to harass me and then throw a drink all over me and nearly ruin my phone. And thankfully, they were both banned from the Hyatt Tahoe here in Incline Village for life.
You know, the thing is, someone needs to ever ask them what it is they're mad at. They don't even know. They have no idea. Someone said to me today that if Donald Trump had named Maxine Waters as a Supreme Court nominee, the Democrats would be marching in the streets screaming that Maxine Waters is a white supremacist. Yeah. And it's true. It doesn't matter what Donald Trump does or who he names. Liberals would go insane. They didn't know who he was going to name. But they, you know, of course, they did know it was going to be someone on that list of 25 or so that was all recommended by the Heritage and the Federalist Society. So they knew it was going to be someone they'd hate. But I do think if he had named a moderate Democrat, if he had named Cory Booker as the Supreme Court nominee, they would have freaked out. They wouldn't have said congratulations and thank you. Doesn't matter what he does. They hate you. They just have never any hate.
Well, I don't know if you saw this, but the manufactured outrage in an email that was obviously created before the announcement accidentally went out, and where it said, Trump just nominated XX for the Supreme Court. We must stop this extremist from sitting on the court. They couldn't even put in the name. I mean, they already had it manufactured and ready for distribution. I mean, the Women's March is a bunch of anti-Semitic socialists who I refer to as ass. They have absolutely no moral or ethical compass except to disrupt and basically manipulate plenty of women that are happy to look like fools wearing knitted pink hats on their heads with ears on them to take to the streets and march. And what are they marching for? Where are they going? What are they doing? I mean, if honestly, liberals or progressives, as they call themselves now, which are nothing but socialists, if the only thing they're going to fight for is for a woman to murder her child, I think they need to readjust their ethical and moral compass.
Well, that's my latest commentary that's coming out tomorrow in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, is that if Democrats and liberals are hysterical over separating a woman from her child at the border when she committed a crime, and she specifically knew that she'd be separated from her child at the border if she committed that crime, and if that makes you hysterical, then how come pulling a baby out of your womb and murdering it with partial birth abortion in the third trimester is meets with total approval? And actually, what's the name of that lady that she was the comedian, Michelle Wolf, was it? Michelle Wolf.
Yes.
She's got a show on national TV, and her last show, she did a whole skit about abortion, and she had like a 20-piece band playing. Well, she said how great abortion was, and then she ended it with God bless America and God bless abortion. And you go, oh, my God, they're all insane. They're extremists. They're radical. They're insane. It's one thing to say, remember in the old days, then they used to say abortion is not a good thing, but we want to keep it like safe and legal and limited. And now they say God bless abortion. It's the greatest thing in the world. Let's celebrate abortion. Let's honor abortion. And so it's okay to murder a child in the womb, but it's not okay to separate temporarily a criminal from their child at the border. Unbelievable. Hey, Megan, hang on. We'll grab you on the other side of the break. Lots more to discuss with Megan Barth. ReaganBabe.com is, of course, your website. Root for America is mine. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. And by the way, in hour number three, I'll lead off with an interview with the great Bill O'Reilly. Last night, he led off my show. Today, he's on my show. Bill O'Reilly. Riley up in hour number three. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit. And we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
War now.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Make sure you watch Newsmax TV. I'll have Bill O'Reilly on in hour number three, but you could also listen to the interview right here at USA Radio, the same interview. You can listen to the audio. But I want you to start watching Newsmax TV because it is America's fast-growing cable news channel, and we're really conservative. We're in 50 million homes and growing. New announcement will come up soon, and I'll bet you'll hear we're in 60 million homes. Right now we're on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse. But if you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. And you have other TV options. You can move to DirecTV. You can move to Dish. So encourage them to make you happy. And to make it simple, you can call this 800 number. We'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. 844-500-6397. 844-500-6397. And we will connect you for free. We, being Newsmax TV, will connect you for free. You just give us your zip code. We'll tell your exact cable system. We'll connect you exactly there. It'll be free. On the same phone call, it'll take 5 minutes. Boom, you're done. You're in. Like Flynn, tell them you want Newsmax TV, 844-500-6397. Do that with Cox Cable in Las Vegas. Can you imagine? I'm the hero of USA and Newsmax, national radio, national TV, and you can't get me on cable in Las Vegas because Cox doesn't carry Newsmax. Come on, Cox. Get with the program. Call up Cox and let them know you demand your Newsmax TV. We're back with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. And I guess the important thing in the news that strikes my fancy is Lisa Page. Speaker Ryan threatens her with contempt of Congress. My understanding is that they are, as soon as Friday, going to charge her with contempt of Congress, although I don't know if that even means anything anymore. So if you're in contempt of Congress, what happens to you? You don't go to jail. So what exactly happens to you? Any idea, Megan?
Yeah, that's exactly a good question. And the thing is, you cannot defy a subpoena. You or I, we could not defy one. If we did, we would be thrown in jail. If we destroyed evidence that was subpoenaed, we'd be thrown in jail. If we mishandled classified information, we'd be thrown in jail. See, she thinks she can get away with this because she's witnessed that no one in the Hillary Clinton email scandal or in Hillary Clinton's world went to jail, has been held accountable. Nobody. Except we have Manafort sitting in 23-hour isolation in jail, and he hasn't even been convicted of a crime. So until hearts start to roll, and until Paul Ryan gets some sort of backbone and starts bringing down the hammer on these crooks and thieves that had seditiously conspired to not only overthrow a campaign or undermine a campaign by spying on a campaign, but to overthrow an administration, nothing's going to happen. I mean, Eric Holder, the only DOJ in history to be held in contempt of Congress, now he's thinking about running for president.
Well, that's my point. What does contempt of Congress get you if you can be in contempt of Congress as an attorney general, the only one in history, and you're out there making money in the private sector? No one stops you. No one puts you in jail. That doesn't seem to hurt your record, your credit, nothing. And now you think you're running for president. Obviously, he's not. Or if he does, you get one vote, his mother. But other than that, my point is, you know, how are you allowed to run for president when you've had Congress call you contempt of Congress? I guess contempt of Congress means absolutely nothing.
Well, and why is she still walking around? This has been going on for 7 months. The lawyers have been in continued contact with Congress, according to Bob Goodlatte. I was watching him on Brett Baer today. They're like, well, we're going to bring contempt charges on Friday. Who cares? How about you go to her house with some federal agents, throw some cuffs on her, throw her in a cell, and then wait till she sings like a canary? That's what would happen if you or I defied a subpoena. So there's
right.
Two sets of rules. One for the swamp and one for the rest of us schmucks, much like poor Paul Manafort or Michael Flynn, who's lost everything because they were on the wrong side. So the American people, I guess we're on the wrong side. It's not until we get a congressional seat that we can be protected. I mean, let's not forget that also the American taxpayers paid out $12 million in hush money to hide the perversion of the sex addicts or sex harassers or sex abusers that are sitting or currently or past sitting in Congress. So I don't know why no one has been held to an account. But until someone is held to an account, there is going to be corruption, there is going to be laws that are broken, and there are going to be smug jerks like lovers Peter Strzok and Page that will continue to do harm to our country.
Well, all you need to know is that you've got a Republican president, a Republican attorney general, a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and it's Republicans that are getting in trouble. Does that make any sense to anybody? We can't win for winning, right? Even with the greatest President Trump there, it's still Trump's people who are constantly being harassed by the government, by the FBI, by the DOJ. It's amazing. When Obama was president, did you see any Democrats going down? I really never saw any.
Not because he was the mastermind behind most of the corruption. He's the one that weaponized all the federal agencies against his political enemies. He included the Tea Party, gifting guitars to the Trump administration, those in and around the Trump campaign. So of course he didn't.
Yeah, don't forget Wayne Root. He came after Wayne Root with the IRS and other government agencies. Just amazing. All right, Megan Barr, thanks for coming on. She joins us from her wonderful vacation home in Lake Tahoe. Megan, enjoying the good life. Megan, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Go back to enjoying the beautiful Lake Tahoe and the beautiful weather. Summer's there. Heaven. ReaganBabe.com is the website. Wayne Allyn, War Now. I'll get in my suit, and I'll be ready for another hour of USA and then an hour of Newsmax TV. My guest today, Bill O'Reilly, at the very top of hour number 3, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 West Coast. Bill O'Reilly, coming up.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all locals.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.